Lifted degeneracy refers to the condition in which two or more vibrational modes that were previously degenerate, that is, having the same natural frequency due to system symmetry, split apart and begin to oscillate at different frequencies. This occurs when the physical symmetry that enabled the degeneracy is disturbed. The left panel shows the 1-1 mode in a symmetric head where the two orthogonal partner patterns are degenerate, meaning they have the same frequency. In the right panel, Luggy is loosened one turn counterclockwise, lowering tension locally and breaking symmetry. The 1-1 pair therefore splits into two nearby frequencies, lifting the degeneracy. In the context of timpani acoustics, a degenerate mode pair, such as mode 1-1 even and odd, naturally shares a single frequency due to the circular symmetry of the drum head. When that symmetry is broken by uneven head tension, poor instrument tolerances, or external pressure, the once identical frequencies diverge. This divergence is called lifting the degeneracy. The result is a phenomenon known as frequency splitting, where each formerly degenerate mode now vibrates at a slightly different frequency. In musical terms, this leads to beating, meaning pulsing in volume, pitch instability, and blurred or inharmonic overtones. For timpanists, lifting of degeneracy is an undesirable condition that compromises pitch clarity. The Duff clearing process is designed to detect and correct this by restoring the tension symmetry that allows degeneracy to return. Takeaway: lifted degeneracy happens when perfect symmetry is lost, turning one clean pitch into two competing frequencies. The result is beats, instability, and a blurred tone. For timpanists, detecting and correcting lifted degeneracy is essential to restoring clarity and balance.